that this is the sacred instruction of Salpakaju, which is included in the Dhammanju. It does not mean this is all the Salpakaju has, but there's much more. But this is what essential, which is put here in the Dhammanju by Jambu Kongtrol Lodu Thaye. And as you know, the Gampopa's three main disciples, out of whom the three of the four greater Kaju has derived, and then Gampo Tsultim Hingpo, his disciple Shangsalpa Tundu Thapa, then from him the lineage that derived is Thalpa Kaju, so that makes the four greater Kaju. So the Pagdu Kaju, Kamsang Kaju, Baram Kaju, and Salpa Kaju, which will make the four greater Kaju, and eight lesser Kaju, all coming from the Pagdu Kaju. They all come from the Pagdu Kaju. So now this is the teaching of the Salpa Kaju. And first he emphasizes on view. So view is the Mahamudra view, which I have been teaching you so many times, so I don't have to repeat it to save the time. And secondly, he teaches about the definition of or the boundary of samsara and nirvana. So that is very important at the beginning, because if we don't know this, then we might think that we are doing things for liberation, but actually we are doing it for samsara. And for that purpose, he make a very clear distinction on this, and which I think all of you know very well. I don't have to repeat on that. And after that, then he mentions about renunciation of all aspect of samsaric and self-related physical, mental, oral activities. And so that will include samsara and nirvana both, because if you hold on to any of that, you will not reach the limitless liberation. It will be limited. And that. And then next is, then he comes down a little bit on one more step, like lands on the ground, and then he talked about the person who are gradual type. Rimjipa means gradual type. That means because of so much has realized in the past life, then in this life you are not a gradual type. By hearing something, you realize something, and then by hearing another thing, you realize something. So that way, it is not just you think you realize, but actually you realize. So your level is much higher. But there's others whose level are much more on the ground, so that they have to go gradually. And so he teaches for the gradual type. And then after that, he teaches about how to leave it as it is. That is how I say it. Ja means put it. And so put where? Put what? You know, somebody carrying something and put it down. But what does this really mean? The mind in here and subject, everything over there, object, me over here, subject, everybody over there, object, and right now, everybody over there, subject, me over here, object. You know, you are listening to me. So this way, This is how we fooled in the samsara. And leaving the non-dual state. So that is, if I can live in a such way that there's no difference between me and all of you, then I can really teach you, you all can really receive the primordial teaching. And if you can do the same, then that same thing will happen to you. But of course, by forging it, by wishing for it, by pretending it, by imagining it, then that is only ingredient for us to go crazy, lose our mind. So we don't do that. But it has to be for real, it has to happen. And so the jaktap means how to leave our mind as it is. And so that, and then which is followed by the next, he's teaching about the experience. Because experience is not substantial, but experience is very important, because experience is the warning or the sign for the realization, because experience comes first, realization comes later. Experience is dualistic, realization is not. So therefore, experience. And after that, then he teaches about realization, which is non-dualistic. And experience can lose. You can have a good experience, you can keep it as a memory, you can write it in your diary, but then other than that, you cannot rely on your experience. And the realization will remain. The realization will only progress. Of course, it depends on what level of realization. Because the beginning level of realizations are very much like experience. And then when it reaches to true realization, then it will not fall back. So also is a very elaborate subject. Then after that, he is teaching about activity. Because generally, activity realized being, we can call it still, then it will be two things. That is, every activity is practice, as well as every activity is for the benefit of others. And every activity will progress you further. So it is a full circle activity. Then next is Samaya. And why do he talk about Samaya here? Why didn't he talk about Samaya right at the beginning? It's because this is a teaching. So you receive the teaching first, and then you practice it later. So now you have received all the teaching, then now you are about to practice, therefore the samaya is given, so that you know what will hinder your practice, and by avoiding those hindrances, then your practice will progress without obstacle. That is what samaya means. And after that, he teaches about the equanimity or non-duality, because that is. Then he teaches about the fruition, and after that he teaches about the non-duality, and fruition and non-duality goes pretty much together. And then next is he say one can. Cover everything. So in Tibetan, it is karpo chik thuk. So little bit difficult to translate in English. One, karpo means white, chik means one, thuk means like can conquer, can accomplish. And so one is enough for everything. So this means, like a six paramita, he talks about six paramita, he talks about four empowerments, and he talks about view, meditation, and action. He talks about visualization and completion. He talks about meditation and post-meditation. So all of that is actually covered if you are able to maintain the Deva, Salva, Mitokpa aspect of the mind, or Salva, Tongpa, and Sungju aspect of unity of the mind. So if you are able to maintain all of that, then everything is inclusive in it. And it is taught in great detail, but it will be, it will take lots of time. If you are interested to learn from a master, then you can learn it, because now you receive the reading transmission as well as sacred instruction transmission. It is in the volume Nya, Cha 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 Nya of the Dangwanzu, and it is English page 462, it completes. So the end of this particular text completes English page 462. And so there. And then the final is the Mulam, the dedication, because all of the Buddha's activities are limitless. And that happens according to the dedication. And if your dedication is limitless, then your activity will be limitless. If your dedication is limited, then activity will be limited. If you say, I dedicate all of this merit so that I will have good health, then that will be very limited. If you say, I will dedicate all of my merit so that I will not have a car accident, and it will be very limited. Then another will be like, I will dedicate all my merit so that this particular business goes well. That is very limited. Nothing wrong with that, but that is not called limitless. So when it is dedicated for the enlightenment, for all sentient beings to attain enlightenment, then that is limitless. Then as a result of that, you will reach Buddhahood, and your activity will be Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya activity for all sentient beings forever. And so that forever means until the last sentient being reach the Buddhahood. So these are the essence of the Salpakaju's teaching, and that is complete right now. And now we will have a short break, and then we will continue with the next transmission.